Hello. In this edition of Fly Fishing Tales, Isaac Walton, Dovedale, and the tea-drinking trout. We're reaching back into the archives in the company of John Green, fishing on the River Dove in Derbyshire. John began fishing at the age of 11 and developed an interest in fly tying. At the age of 14, he won the junior section of the Trout and Salmon magazine Fly Tier of the Year competition. He's also an expert on the trout streams of Staffordshire and Derbyshire in central England, and he's on the committee of Leacon District Fly Fishing Association, which manages sections of the River Dove and its tributaries, including areas made famous by Isaac Walton. Now, Walton is seen by many as the father of fishing. Born in 1593, his seminal book, The Complete Angler, is still viewed as an important part of the fishing lexicon, and surprisingly, is one of the most reprinted books in English literature. More on that later, though. Let's get to the water. Dovedale is an extraordinary mixture of landscapes. Water rushes between rocky crags and then breaks out into sedate stretches of silver amongst the green as it meanders through meadows. When I came along the riverbank to meet John, he'd selected a fly and was already casting.
At the moment I'm using a small clink hammer, which has been a very effective fly on this river for a number of years now. We've generally fished them a little bit smaller than the original pattern. It's been a very consistent fish catcher all the time, whatever the hatches on the river. It certainly works when other flies will fail.
Not running too fast?
No, not here. It's quite very, very deep, just up from where we are now.
You know this pool quite well?
Yes, I fish it quite often because it's so quiet and away from the footpath. It can be quite a productive pool at the right time. We're on the Dove, which is mainly the border between Staffordshire and Derbyshire. We're about in Dovedale as we are today, about in the middle of the river. It flows roughly about a mile from where we are into the river. Well, the manifold meets the Dove and then carries on down towards Uttoxeter, where it eventually runs through at Tutbury into the River Trent.
It's quite well known. Why is that?
The valley's been very popular for a long, long time. I suppose the most famous person to be involved with Dovedale is Isaac Walton. That's where a lot of fly fishermen get to know the name and get to know the river very well through his book, The Complete Angler, which Cotton later did his part to, which is the fly fishing part. And that was how he got to know the area of fishing the Dove and other Derbyshire rivers, such as the Wye and the Lathkill and the Bradford rivers.
Do you know the stretches that he liked?
He was talked about fishing all through Dovedale. The fishing temple to Isaac Walton that Cotton built is up in Beresford Dale, which is further upstream from where we are now. And obviously Cotton lived at Beresford Hall. The Dove as a whole was fished by Cotton and Walton.
Walton's book, The Complete Angler, was published in 1653, just after the terrible upheaval of the English Civil War. It was immediately popular as a counterweight to the death and destruction that had engulfed much of the country. It speaks of calm and contemplation and the art of fishing. The story is of an angler called Piscator who meets two strangers, Viator the hunter and Auceps the falconer, and it's mainly a conversation between the three as Piscator tries to convert the others to the pleasures of fishing.
The plan on this pool is to sort of try and put me fly, and there's a slight cross current as the water comes out of a very deep bowl right up near the rocks. There's usually fish lying just in that seam of slightly faster water. It's
say a little bit about why you like this river so much for me.
I just enjoy the scenery, the whole atmosphere of the valley when it's quiet. It just gripped me from the first day I saw it, and I've just fell in love with the place, and it's just a sheer love to come back to the river that draws me every time. The beauty of it and the diversity of the valley.
Say a little bit about what the fishing's like for me.
The fishing can be fairly mixed. Sometimes it can be quite easy because of the people we get walking the valley. They get quite used to people, which can be a help and can be a hindrance. But generally, the fishing's very consistent. We have good hatches all the way through the year, a good mayfly hatch, so the first 2 weeks in June. And then we sort of tails off, and then we get a good up to autumn hatches of blue-winged olives, wateries, and the odd sort of willow fly and sedges. So it is a good fly life, which helps to make the river what it is.
And a little bit about the fish you can expect to catch. I mean, I'd better get you to mention the word trout, you know.
Right.
just say a little bit about the fish.
Leeken District as a club, we do stock the river every sort of April, May time with the average sort of 12 to 14 inch fish. But there is, fortunately, a very good head of small wild trout, which breed naturally, which we catch alongside the stockfish. In some years, we catch more wild fish than we do the stockfish. So the trout are fairly consistent all the way down the length. We've also got some very nice grayling in the river. Not many small fish. Generally, the ones we catch are all 14-inch fish. So it's nice that we've got a small diversity of grayling for the winter months.
Wading's thought to be okay then, wading upstream.
Yes, we have no objection against wading on the river as such. The only objection we have got is some of the sort of, especially visitors have decided they're going to wade right through the entire length of the river, which we try and frown upon really, because it spoils the enjoyment for anybody else fishing the river. But generally speaking, we allow people to wade their own discretion. And it does benefit from having a pair of good waders, because you can criss and cross the river in various places and gives you a lot more access to the river. But saying that, a lot of it can be fished from the bank in a pair of normal Wellington boots. So it's not essential to be wearing waders.
Are they difficult fish to catch in the main?
They can be very frustrating because it gets a reasonable amount of fishing pressure. So the fish can get very wary, sort of mid to late season. But generally the fishing can be reasonably challenging, but not to a point where every fish is very, very spooky and very, very hard to catch. So it's a good river for all levels of angler.
You were mentioning down there the sort of three different characters.
Right, well, as I say, a lot of people have come to the valley, especially fishermen, that the river and the valley and the diversity, you're almost sort of fishing three different sort of types of river. Higher up, we've got some very small, fast rapids, very similar to the upland rivers. You've got Freestone River, and then we've got some big, wide, deep glides, which are almost resemble chalk stream. So it does cover all the aspects of river fly fishing.
Sort of equipment you might use?
Generally on the river, a lot of the members use cane rods of 7 or 8 foot in length, so even smaller. Generally, because it's such a traditional river, they like to stick to the tradition. Myself personally, I tend to fish with about an 8 foot 6 rod, number 3 or 4 weight line. It's usually ample for any of the fish in here. You can go lighter. I fish for smaller lines, 1s and 2s. Generally, a 4 weight will do you for all the river, be it on the dry fly or the nymph.
And you fish it in the normal way, do you? You're fishing upstream, or how do you fish?
Generally upstream, dry flies and nymphs. We do fish. It does respond quite well at certain times, sort of with a team of small spider patterns fished across and down. So generally, any of the river techniques will will work on the river depending on the conditions.
This is a lovely spot. We've got these rocky outcrops towering above us. This is in the Peak District Park, isn't it?
It is in the Peak Park, yes.
So you've got the Peak District and a little bit of the National Trust has involvement here. They manage it, I think?
They manage, the National Trust manage the whole valley, yes.
And what sort of support and help does the club and do anglers get from those bodies?
We get a fair amount of support from the National Trust to keep us informed of what's going on with the river and what their plans are, and ask for our input with anything to do regarding the river itself. So we get some support from them occasionally through equipment and information really that comes through, be it for insect life, river quality. All the information filters down through to us. So they are a very useful ally to have and have for the river. We've just seen a pair of dippers coming, tearing upstream to find the next rock to feed on. They've been flitting backwards and forwards for about the last 10 minutes or so while just having a fish here. Busy going about their daily routine of finding a stone on which they can feed off.
You said about how the dipper inspired you before. Just tell me a little bit about that again.
Well, as a young boy, my grandparents lived on the Manifold River, which is a tributary to the Dove. And as a boy, I stood on the river watching the dipper feed and sort of getting interested in what he was feeding on before I'd even sort of knew much about fly fishing. And sort of as I progressed as a fisherman, the two became intertwined, and now it's part of the joy of coming to fish the river is seeing the dippers.
What does the dipper signal for you then about the valley and the fishing maybe? Does it say anything about the quality of the river, do you think?
It does say a lot about the quality of the river. The fact there's a lot of caddis larvae to feed on and insects larvae in general, that says that the water's clear and supporting a good head of fly life. So yes, he's a good indicator of the quality of the river as well.
If you've joined me before, you'll know I always like to ask our guest about their most memorable catch. It often produces some remarkable stories. But John's story has to be amongst the top 10 and is still talked about by club members to this day.
My most memorable fish was on the Dove in Dovedale here. It was a bit higher up than we are now. It was late one summer's evening, and we walked down the riverbank, and I actually heard the fish before I actually saw it. It's the most strange sound I've ever heard in my life. The sound to me was much like somebody noisily drinking a cup of tea. And I eventually came upon the fish. He was hard under the far bank. And after watching him feed very, very strongly, after two or three attempts at him with refusal, eventually he turned and took my fly. And he was the most magnificent cockfish, about 2.5 pounds. So, and it is, to my day, that's probably my largest fish out of the river, but it was just the noise he was making. I've not heard it since. That's what makes it so memorable for me.
Say a little bit about the fly pattern you were using and what made you think about using that fly pattern. Why ignored it to start with, maybe?
I don't know. Being late in the evening, I was fishing spinner patterns, which always works well on the river. Any of the sort of the commonly known spinner patterns will work. And the way he was feeding, I couldn't quite make out what he was taking because he was being so noisy about it. So after sort of two or three sort of standard dries, I put a very, very small spinner pattern on, which did the trick, luckily.
Having caught this fish, was there a certain amount of conversation amongst the other club members when you went and reported back?
Yeah, well, a friend of mine was with me at the time, and he remarked upon it. It has been sort of talked about, the fact that this fish was so noisy, that it's stayed in people's memory banks. It's been talked about many times, whenever we get together and talk about the river and what have been good catches or odd fish that have stuck in our minds. That's the one. It is for me anyway.
Not surprising, really. The Leigh District Fly Fishing Association administers much of the River Dove, and a number of other important local waters, having expanded its reach in recent years.
We're a fairly open club. We don't impose many rules because we sort of try and encourage like-minded anglers. All we say to them is that you can take an occasional brace. But by that we mean if you're sort of fishing here for the week, if you just take a couple of fish for that on one of the days you're here, and that usually that seems to work very, very well. Odd fish are taken, which is fine. We've no problem with that. But generally speaking, most of the members who fish on a regular basis practice catch and release.
Now, I mean, if people want to come and fish here, just explain for us what the options are.
The river isn't a closed shop by any means. If visitors come and stay at the Isaac Walton Hotel, which is at the head of the valley here, they can get a ticket to fish the river as a resident of the hotel. Or if you know somebody who is a member of the club, we have no problem with guest tickets throughout the year. It is open to people to fish if they know, as I said, members of the club or are resident at the hotel.
Usual seasonal dates on the river or what?
Yes, usual seasonal date. We usually sort of commence about the 1st of April and then go through. We're having grayling in the river. Once the trout season finishes, we can carry on and fish for grayling. So we've got fishing on this river and on other rivers we control for virtually for the whole 12 months of the year, bars of the two to 3 weeks in March.
What do you think you might go for?
I might try a small nymph.
You've been listening to John Green on the River Dove in Derbyshire. A quick search on the internet shows John's book, 20 Little Known Things You Must Know About Fly Fishing, is widely available, and his club is the Leek and District Fly Fishing Association. Finally, thank you to John for being our guide today. A wonderful description of life on that river. Now, where's that grayling got to?
Yeah, you had it, yeah. You just looked away at the wrong time.